Mother, cheerfully. Wipe away those tears, Mary, and let us think of the many things we can still be thankful for. The best cure for sorrow is work, and you have had plenty of work here. You have been a great help to us. I am glad that you were sent here when the homeless children were divided among us. Betty, I am glad, too, that you live with us, Mary. You teach me so many useful things. May I get my sampler and work on it now, Mother, while you spin? Will you show me what stitches to take next? Mother, not for a little while, Betty. Just now you must watch the porridge and stir it when necessary. Edward, eagerly, I hear steps, Mother. Mother, it must be your father. Run quickly, Betty, and open the door. Stir that log, Edward. Betty, looking out of window. It is Father, and John Alden is with him. Father and John Alden enter. Father, come in, John, and sit by our fire for a while. The good wife will be glad to have a chat with you before you go on your way. John Alden, nodding to all. Good day to you. How warm and comfortable you are here. Mother, yes, things are much better with Plymouth Colony than they were a year ago. Mary, oh, that terrible winter. I can never forget it. Mother, it is better to think of the good we have than to be unhappy over what we cannot change. Father, we have much to be thankful for. Less than a year ago, we had nothing to eat except our small supply of Indian corn, and were afraid that even that would soon be gone. John Alden, well do I remember the day when our share was but 5 kernels of corn each. Now we have food in plenty. He goes to the fire and warms his hands. Aunt Ruth, how thankful we should be that our lives were spared in that dreadful time, and that our harvest has been so large.